Blog Talk Radio.
All of you joining us by waiting on the Blog Line. But to those who are on the Fresh Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line, we just thank God for you. This is a wonderful day. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we dare not come before you without asking you to forgive us for all sins. Every sin of commission, the things that we've done. Every sin of omission, the things that you assigned to us that we haven't done yet. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, we pray, and help us to forgive those who have trespassed against us. We come to praise you, give you glory and honor and adoration. We invite the Holy Ghost in to take over this life and do miraculous miracles. Somebody is in need of a miracle, Lord. And you are the miracle worker. We ask that you pour out your spirit on this life. We want to thank you for some things. We want to thank you for restoration this morning. You woke us up, yeah, and then you started us on our way. Thank you for the jubilation in you, for we do give you glory and praise. Nobody can do what you do. Nobody can raise us when you're down. Nobody can fix things when things are going wrong but you, God. Nobody can heal our bodies but you. Nobody makes a way out of no way but you. God, you are our hero. We're not worshiping the folks in American Idol or any other shows. We're not worshiping man or woman. That's your creation. We don't put them even on the level of you, God. You stand alone. We just praise you and glorify you. Thank you for this day. Some didn't even get a chance to see this day, but here we are. And since you allow us to have grace and mercy, we come to praise you and give you glory. For you inhabit the praises of your people. God bless you here and there. Heal those who are sick, Lord, I pray. Raise those who are dying, I pray. Give miracles to those who are in need, I pray. Supply the every need of every individual, I pray. To comfort your people with your love. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will say. Yes. Let something spectacular. In the name of Jesus, I pray. God, every day is your day. If it pleases you, for you are overtiming, then God send miracles. And thank you for it, and we praise you for it in advance and give you the glory. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And praise. Thank God. Amen. To the glory of God. Amen. God bless all of you on the prayer line this morning. Yeah, this is a new day. New day for me too. God bless all of you. I just want to let you know that we serve a fair God. According to Matthew 5:45, Job 42:12. We serve a fair God. I want to talk to you just for a moment today to the people that have experienced unfairness in this life, in your life, unfairness. At some point, you have been treated unfairly. I'm talking to somebody. Somebody has been disrespected, left out on purpose. You've been skipped over. People acted like they didn't even care about you when they cared about others at the same time. Others got the promotion when you really deserved the promotion. Or perhaps you haven't been in the storm too long. And perhaps you have been in the storm too long. And it seems like you had nothing but tragedy and difficulties lately. and been through tests lately, if I'm describing anything about your life, one of the things I like most about God is that he is a fair and just God. If you've been going through a storm, if you've been going through the rain for a long time, and you've been through tests, and you've been through all kinds of tragedies and sorrows, it's been going on for quite some time, like you've never seen it before. You've been wounded, and you've been hurt, and you've been bruised, and had difficulties everywhere. I want to tell you that God cannot allow you to go through all storms and never have a bright sunshine. Can't do it. He cannot allow you to have pain and never have days without pain. He cannot do it. That would be against how he created the world. You see, you can witness the nature, the true nature of God, by going to the book of beginnings, where God created everything, and it's written there in Genesis. The Bible tells us that in the beginning, God created light and darkness. He created day and night. He created the heavens and the earth. He created the land and the sea. He created male and female. In other words, God, in his creative ability, created variety. Yeah. Everything cannot be the same all the time. It would violate God's intent for human life. In other words, you cannot have all bad days and never have good days, any good days. You can't have all valleys in your life and not have any mountaintop experiences. It would not be according to God's creative ability. And I've come to tell you that if you've been going through struggles, difficulties, fiascos for a long time, and you kept your hand in the hand of the Master, and you haven't thrown in the towel, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season you got to reap if you faint not. You got to get ready. Yeah, get ready. You expect. Because there's a time of blessings that has to come to you. Because God must allow blessings to come your way. Why? Because fair is fair. Fair is fair. He's fair God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Feel the Holy Ghost as I'm talking about this. That's why I want you to know that it's just fair for you to hold on to the Lord's unchanging hand. God's going to fix it for you. Look at Job. He had gone through all the struggles and been tested because the enemy came to God. God said, have you considered my servant Job? He said, he doesn't serve you for naught. Put him in my hand and I'll make him curse you to your face. He went through the storm and he went through the rain. He searched the book of Job. He had all kinds of struggles and trials and tribulations, but if you look in the 42nd chapter, when he had been through the storm, it seemed as though God said, fair is fair. Yeah, you didn't strip him. You didn't make him curse me to my face. And so since he's been through, I got to turn around the other way. The curse has been reversed. Now I got a blessing. And God gave him double for his trouble. I'm telling you that when you're going through, just rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Yeah. Because when you've been through the storm, God's going to let you experience the other side. Fair is fair. You shall be blessed. Because, see, the Bible says in James 1 and 12, blessed is the man or woman, may I ask, that endureth temptation. For when he or she is tried, fair is fair. Or she shall receive the crown of life. Hebrews 6 and 10 says, for God is not unrighteous to forget you and forget your work and labor of love, which ye have shown toward his name, and that you have ministered to the saints, and do minister. That's what I'm trying to say. If you believe that, fair is fair. He will not forget your work. He will not forget your sacrifices. I look at the prayer line, and I look at how you have come every morning and gotten up when others have laid down. And you have given God praise when others have kept their mouth closed. And you have been through the storm and been through tests. And when we announce that we're going to give God a billion praises, and the enemy has come against us and come against us over and over and over again. Some of you tried to make it through the convention, and the devil threw all kinds of roadblocks everywhere. You just can't keep going through the storm and God not turn things around. It would not be in his creative ability. He didn't create things like that. Fair is fair. After you've been through, I'm trying to tell you, God has got to bless you. You hold on and don't throw in the towel. He is responsible to bless you and to help you, because fair is fair. He's a fair God. He reigns on the just as well as the unjust. He's fair. And that's what I love about him. Just one of the things. God bless you. I'm out of time. I may hit it again tomorrow. Monday, rather. But God bless you so much. I hope that helped you. Just remember that he is going to open up doors for you. You are more than a conqueror. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. He is going to make a way out of no way. The devil is a liar. God is going to bring you out all right. You are victorious. It's not over until God says it's over. And I haven't heard him say it's over. You haven't either. It's not over. You will make it. It's going to be all right. You are coming out of that thing with your hands up, praising God, giving him glory and giving him praise. You are triumphant. You are an overcomer. God's going to make a way for you. You will stand. Don't let the devil tell you that you're not going to come out. You are coming out. You will make it. It will dissipate. That devil is not going to stand there. He is being cast out, because right now in the name of Jesus, I bind him and cast him out according to the word of God. The blood of Jesus is over you, and you are his temple. Because of that, God is going to be fair with you and bless you. You've been through the storm of the rain. He's going to bless you. I predict this, and even I prophesy this, that you'll experience new dimensions and new realms and new depths in your life. He's going to take you up and not down. Just get ready and expect. Expect God to bless you. God bless you. I want to ask people on the line who want to be fair with the Lord. I'm going to give you a couple minutes. Come on, let's open up the line and be fair with God. If you know he woke you up this morning and started you on your way, if you know he blessed you and he's been good to you and let you live when others died last night, why don't you be fair with him? And open your mouth and give him some praise. Praise check. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your goodness and kindness. Thank you for your love.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
I love you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, yes.
Right. Amen. Let me give y'all an opportunity to open up the line. Anybody wants to take it and trend on this worldwide cry line. Let me get an identification. I don't know if Illustrator is there. If he is, we'll let him go. And otherwise, I know Ambassador Hagen is on the line. I mean, give us a station identification for the blog line and for GMAP. Are you there, Pastor Strider? All right. If not, Ambassador Hagen, go ahead.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, to all of the other ambassadors as well as the staff and to all of the broadcasters and to everyone who's listening from all around the world. This is Ambassador Hagen. We're here at the ID from where we're broadcasting from. We're here live in the studio, the Blog Talk Radio, and we can be accessed 347-934-0207. And we are reaching millions around the world, 40 million plus from the other broadcasters who've come aboard to assist us in this great endeavor. We have over 50 million additional listeners. So we're looking at now reaching our great platform of 90 million plus. So that is just exciting, and we give God the praise for it. And we can be reached at 347-934-0207. We can be reached on the World Wide Web, sent by npa.com.
Speak to
back to you, sir.
Thank you. I know that's beyond some people, and they can't fathom that, and it's hard to fathom. But, you know, let's ask the president when he was asked, how did you win the election? He said, blog. Amen. People didn't understand then, but the vote was in. Amen. People listening that you'll never know about. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to challenge people in every country. What about you being the one that God uses to get 1,000 thank yous going in your country, that people would thank God 1,000 times? Join me on the blog every night where I'm teaching now worldwide how to thank God 1,000 times. I'm just demonstrating it, and you need to hear that so you can take it to your country and get people in your country thanking God 1,000 times. All right, God bless all of you. I'm going to open the prayer line up to any praise reports. Anybody, we do thank God for our bishops, superintendents, pastors, elders, and friends, and all of our ambassadors. Amen. I want to give you a few scriptures that you can get.
We can't hear you, Dr. Johnson.
Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you now.
All right. Oh, my God. This new phone, amen. All these gadgets. Hope y'all can hear me. Let me keep my mouth here, and hopefully you can hear me well now. But, let me just go to the praise reports. I may come back to that. Amen. Any one of our assistants, all of our ambassadors, any one of y'all can grab it. And let's get the praise reports and get about 5 or 7 praise reports. Anybody want to take it? The line is open to you. God bless you.
God bless you. This Ambassador Pfeiffer, and I'm thanking God for another day's journey, thanking God for another week. Hallelujah. My soul is yet rejoicing from the convention. I just look at the menu, at the program, how it was just laid out like a menu for the people of God and how the Lord just blessed and healed, how the Lord delivered. And it is yet, I am yet feasting on the testimonies and the praises that went up and the messages, hallelujah, that God had given the people of God to expound on and share with the share at the convention. It was truly a blessing, and I am yet thanking God for our leader, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson. God bless you. Elder Owens did a wonderful job in Sunday school that morning, and the messages came along, the inspirational messages came along, and they were just outstanding. And I tell you, I just thank God for everything that he did, because my soul was truly blessed. And when, even though the enemy did what he did, we overlooked that, overcame that, and we were yet blessed. And I am yet praising God, and that is my praise report. And thanking God once again for the youth prayer line on last night and everyone that joined us, that we had a good time as well. So God is blessing and blessing and blessing. If you want a blessing, get in on the blessing and let the world know what God is doing in your area. So we thank God. Right now, report, if you have a praise report, jump in there and give it. God bless you.
This is Jolene Barnett.
God bless you.
God bless you. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I thank God for Dr. Johnson. Thank God for God. Thank God for Dr. Johnson, Mother, Lady Betty, and Mother Johnson, and all the ones on the Crystal Prayer Line. It has truly been such a blessing to me. Every morning I'll be on the prayer line, and the day go right when I'm on the prayer line. And I thank God for Dr. Johnson, keep on letting the Lord use you, no matter how things may go or how it might stand. You just stand and keep your feet on the rock, because you is a man of God. And I tell you, the prayer that he prayed on Monday after the convention about the lost checks and, you know, lost and found the inheritance that same day, I got two letters in the mail. They couldn't find my name, so they wanted me to send it back to verify that there is my name. So the inheritance that what he had prayed, it has came, and he is a true man of God. I thank God for you, Dr. Fike. You said the same when you prayed that unexpected checks come in the mail, and I just thank God. I thank God. So you all keep on doing what you're doing in Jesus' name. Yeah.
God bless you, Sister Garnett. And I feel that God answered your prayer, because you're always asking for prayer for someone else and all the others that we don't think of sometimes. You're asking prayer, and so many on the prayer line request prayer for different ones. And we're just praising God, glad to know that God is moving upon your heart to be a blessing to someone else in that way, just by requesting prayer. Hallelujah. And we thank God. My soul is rejoicing. If you have a praise report, jump in there and give it right now. God bless you.
This is Sister
Will there be another praise report? Bless you.
This is Sister Gina from Kansas, and I just want to thank the Lord for another day that he allowed me to see. I thank the Lord for that beautiful word that came from our leader, my pastor, and our leader, Dr. Johnson, this morning. I thank God for that, because today is Friday, and what a way to take us out on the weekend. I often think back on the times when I was laying in the hospital and couldn't get out, and just to hear, just to know that I could tune in to the First Root Prayer Line on a daily basis, and my soul will be fed. I would get that encouragement that just kept telling me, I just gotta make it. And Dr. Johnson, I appreciate you so much. I appreciate that word you brought this morning, because it was right on time. I don't know about anybody else, but I needed that first thing this morning. God bless you, and be encouraged, Pastor.
God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. Amen. Thank God for the word. The word brings healing and deliverance. Amen. Will Amen. There be another one?
This is Sister Lucille.
Bless you.
I want to first give honor to God, my pastor, Bernard Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and all the saints on the prayer line. And I want to also talk about the youth prayer line on last night. I really enjoyed it. And my children was listening too, but I got this book with Bible stories in it. And everything that they were talking about, Abraham and Sarah and the two brothers, was it's all in this Bible book I got. So that's some things for me and my children to sit down and read together and discuss together. So I just thank the Lord for that on last night. And I'm asking the saints to continue to pray for me and my children.
Amen. Praise God. We will continue to pray for you and the children, Sister Lucia. All the children again, and I just tell you, praise God for the children. As I said before, they were running around trying to help everybody there, see what they could do, all the children. Lady Betty, hats off to you. Congratulations. God bless you for doing such a wonderful job with the children, having them in order as greeters and ushers. God really bless. God bless. Praise God for the children, for the youth prayer line on last night. Sister Gina did a marvelous job. God bless you. I could praise God for everybody and everything that everyone has done. But if you have a praise report, just jump in there.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Mother Digby giving honor to God, to Dr. Johnson and to all his staff and to everyone on the line. I thank the Lord for all of his goodness. God has been so good to me. He's delivered me so many times. He's healed my body so many times. How he blessed my daughter. She had an aneurysm in January. And how the saints prayed and God blessed. She went to Detroit to the Winers Conference on this weekend. And God is just blessing. And I just thank him for all of his goodness. I can't tell it all because God has just been so good to me. He supplies all of my needs. He makes ways. He opens doors. And most of all, he keeps me encouraged. He keeps me with a mind to live for him by the day.
God bless you, Mother Digby, and your entire family. And we hope that all of you all can make it to the convention on next year. Praise God. We want to start planning now, today, for the convention for next year because Amen. It has been such a blessing, and we're just thanking God, and we're inviting the entire prayer line, the blog line, hallelujah. We're inviting GMAP. Join us next year at the 2015 prayer, First Fruit Prayer and Praise Convention worldwide. God bless you. Thank you so much. Anyone else? We'll take a couple more before we turn it back over to the hand of our leader.
Good morning, good morning. Good morning, Dr.
Good
Pfeiffer.
Morning.
I'm sorry, Ambassador Dr. Pfeiffer. This is Charlotte.
Good
Gray.
Morning.
There you go. I just want to thank God. I am off mute. I've been on all week, and I thank God for the opportunity to listen. Mute as an opportunity to listen. So I just thank God. Ain't nobody mad but the devil.